Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Zach, Alana, Jay, and Rob.
Hey yo.
Eventually. Hello.
And that will eventually get on. Today we're playing Turbo Golf Racing, and we're talking Batman: The Caped Crusader episodes 9 and 10.
The two-part finale.
Two part.
That's right. And I watched it recently, so I have a lot of thoughts. And these were two of the funniest episodes, I thought.
Really?
Funniest.
Well, interesting choice of words.
Yeah.
Funny. But yes. I thought so, at least. So, shall we just jump right in?
Sure. Let's go.
Sure.
Okay, so the beginning is Harvey has this dream where he's the mayor, only to discover, no, he's like a freak.
Yep.
Well, he's not a freak.
Not yet.
That's just rude.
Yeah, what are you saying about people with physical deformities, Zach?
I'm saying people will look at them and say, oh my god, he's a monster.
Jesus.
They dream they would.
He's not the elephant man, I mean. But yeah.
So the... And I like how he's like living alone in his apartment, and it's like totally sad.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you be?
Sure. I thought he lived in a house. He's a fancy pants DA.
No, he wants to commute. He wants to walk to work.
He's like a millennial. So then we get a little bit of comp drama where they're like basically making fun of Harvey Dent, even though he's not there. They're like, we all hate Harvey Dent, sir.
Yeah, first.
That was pretty funny.
So I thought that this concept was interesting because, like, I feel like a lot of times with Two-Face written, he's just like acid, boom, crime boss.
Mm.
So this was like more of a slow roll of.
Yeah.
Even slower than the Dark Knight movie.
Yeah.
Pretty slow.
And they even bandage his face in the Dark Knight movie. They're just like, it's fucked. Just expose it to air.
Yeah, he felt like a fan of the opera, like, sympathetic vibe. Wait, for that dream sequence in the beginning, did anybody get, like, Batman Returns vibes? Which is, I guess, is also Citizen Kane vibes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, like, where, like, the Penguin has, like, this, like, black and white picture of him on the campaign rally or whatever he's doing. It looked, like, visually the same.
Isn't it Max Planck or whatever? It's not Harvey Dent.
He's not in that movie, right?
No, I think he is, but it's Christopher Walken who's the guy running for mayor. Right?
Walken's the, he's, like, kind of behind the scenes helping Penguin. Because, like, Penguin has, like, the good sob story allows him to become, you know, potentially the mayor.
But it's Max von Schreck is the guy's name? Christopher Walken?
I don't know if you might have added the word Vaughn. I'm not sure. But yes. Yeah, I think I thought it was just Max Schreck, but yes.
Okay.
I think that's my most seen Batman movie, so I kind of know that pretty well.
I think I've seen it once.
I remember. That's the one with Nicole Kidman, right?
The third one. Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
I was just picturing Nicole Kidman with a bunch of penguins.
It was Danny DeVito giving me nightmares as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so the cops have their drama, and then we get Harvey and Bruce on a man date, and I realized what they were doing with Harvey here, which is they're doing the Anakin Skywalker thing. All right?
Which is,
as you guys may remember, in Attack of the Clones, they're like, oh, wait, or maybe, whatever, it was Revenge of the Jedi, Revenge of the Sith. They're like, oh, yeah, Anakin Skywalker is supposed to be a good guy, so let's make him do some good stuff. And also, him and Obi-Wan Kenobi are supposed to be friends, so let's add some dialogue to make it sound like they've been friends forever. So, they kind of.
Anakin Skywalker got two-faced, okay? Because I feel like Batman's been doing this forever.
Yeah. But so we get this part where Bruce is like, remember that time? I was like, no, those women aren't. There are women.
Wait, I had the line. I was like, Bruce, I think this may be the wrong set of sisters. What a
yeah.
strange.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So I don't know about you guys, but I feel like they're rewriting history a little bit. I don't think Bruce and Harvey were that good friends throughout the series.
Well, they didn't have time to show it to us, but I'll buy it. What else is there to do in the 40s without TV and computers? Go on a double date with the DA.
Spend time with someone else who's not like
rich, politically correct people. Yeah, let's do it.
Very incorrect. Yeah.
But I mean, like, as I remember in this series, Harvey Dent was always kind of like a dick, even to Bruce. But I think they're trying to rewrite it so that Bruce feels guilty about, like, you know, because they're supposed to be friends. So Bruce is supposed to feel bad.
It is unclear, like, why he cares so much. Like, I'm going to skip ahead and, like, Two-Face kills a bunch of people. And he's like, no, I can still save him. Whereas he was ready to throw Catwoman in jail for stealing, like, one necklace. I'm like, why is Harvey Dent getting so much goodwill?
See, it's because they're supposed to be friends. Exactly.
Yeah, they're buddies.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even from, like, Barbara Gordon, though.
Yeah, it's just kind of...
DA. Not a petty criminal. A DA.
That's true, actually. That's not a bad reason.
Same side.
So Batman, well, ostensibly on the same side, yeah. He's Gotham's White Knight, which I don't think he ever was in this series. But yeah, so they're in the dinner, and he has a meltdown.
Oh, no!
He flips out. Yeah, right?
What?
So at the restaurant, Harvey, like, flips out because Bruce Wayne pushes him a little too much.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, we already see prior that he has anger management issues at this point, just grumbling and complaining about everyone and seeing the dark side of everything. This is just, it's more evident.
Yeah, but, so, okay, regardless, though, Bruce Wayne blames himself. But anyway, so he, like, freaks out, threatens...
Not till later.
Yeah, later. Yeah, this one, he asked him to go to lunch because he wanted to find out who threw acid on his face.
Yeah,
and, you know, Alfred wasn't doing it. He's like, you made him snap.
And he's like, bah!
He's like,
what
no.
you talking about? What you
Alfred.
Talking about, Alfred, you weirdo?
Yeah. So this is the first example of unintentional comedy, which is, so Harvey, like, freaks out, threatens the waitress, runs out the door, and then in the next scene, Batman's like, I sense that he's hiding something.
Master detective, yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Like, really? The world's greatest detective.
Oh, I think Bruce is a low EQ, maybe. That could be canon.
So the next scene is we get the part where he stops the mugger.
Sorry.
Where
this game makes me rage.
Yeah. So we get the part where Harvey
stops the mugger and
goes
to town.
Well, I was curious whether they're gonna do a Batman White Knight thing where he tries to become a vigilante like Batman. And then Batman has to stop him, but no.
I mean, this is the only time he pulls out the quarter.
Yeah. And they have a very, like, No Country for Old Men moment. Where he's like, I'm not betting a man's life on a coin flip.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't care. And just like, killing the guy.
And he just shoots him in the knee.
Disappointing.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
But vigilante does not kill, just like Batman.
Yeah, also because it's a cartoon. But the young
eyes of the same coin.
I thought instead of Benny, this random guy should have been Turk, like from Batman Year One. And the Turk. Driver. Turk. He's just like a generic thug that Frank Miller uses when he needs a generic thug name.
Oh.
So as he becomes a recurring character in Frank Miller stories.
Kind of like Joe Chill.
No, sort of. But anyway, so
just nuke me.
So they get the call, and somebody says, "You mean Dent committed a crime? That's crazy." I was like, what's crazy about that?
Well, it's like, weird. It's not weird that he did a crime. It's weird that he did, like, stop a mugging and, like, shoot someone. That is kind of weird.
Mm.
It's not, like, white-collar crime. That's what I would expect him to do.
Well, I guess they didn't hear about his meltdown at the restaurant. So then it's like, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so... So Harvey threatens to beat up a guy and gets results. So that's interesting.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy folded in a cheap tent, whatever. Fashion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, and at this point, no one really knows that he's like not there, right? So like the fact that like he folded to Harvey of all people, it's like, come on, you've seen Harvey fold and you think he's gonna bully you? Come on.
I guess I'll take the moment to talk about Harvey's face, his like messed up
face. Yeah, it was gross.
It was gross, but it also looked kind of real, you know, as opposed to the one in the animation, like purple.
It's all purple.
Yeah.
Giant eyeball.
Yeah, like, yeah, it was gross looking, but it didn't look like somebody's real face. That
and the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hair was a little less over the top. And I liked how the gross mouth like moved slightly when he talks.
It looked like the Christopher Nolan one the most, right? Like that's the one of
Yeah, pretty. I mean, oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's what they were going for.
It's possible.
Oh god. So the so Batman's mean to Alfred again. Is my next note.
Pennyworth. Yeah.
He's like, shut up, Pennyworth. I'm doing it my way.
Yeah.
He's like, you're wasting my time. Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Okay. Yeah, you were making good progress for proceeding through.
So he goes and fights the Rizzo guy. Or no, he threatens a woman.
Well, this was another example of maybe it was intentional comedy, but when she like kind of barely reacts to his face. And then, like, she's like, doesn't even really seem scared of him after that, which I thought was pretty funny.
Well, why would you be?
Because he's like a strange man in your house?
Yeah.
Give him money! Give her money!
Looks like a monster.
Yeah, but give her money.
Well, that was before he gave her money. He kicked in the door. It was like, where's your ex-boyfriend? And then he's like, where is it? And she's like, I don't want to help you. And he's like, oh, I can think of a couple of reasons you'll help me.
And then gave her
money. I thought he was going to like kill her.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
Or something.
And then,
would you rather be in the woods with Harvey Dent or a bear?
But that's the good side of Harvey.
I guess so.
Okay, yeah. So
peeking through.
So which side was the good side?
The bribes, I would say. Yeah. Not the not beating.
No, I mean, yeah. Like, which side of the face?
The bad side.
Wouldn't it be the unmarked side?
So, no, Andrew noticed... So, side. Is it in this episode where he has the gun and then it moves and he moves it to the other side?
Yeah.
So, actually, he's aiming with the bad eye and then he switches to the good eye when he's about to shoot... I forget who it is. So, actually, the bad side is the original side.
Mm.
Yeah, and it always pans. His face always pans to the bad side whenever he suddenly gets a change of heart.
Yeah,
yeah, I noticed that too. It was a weird. That was an interesting choice. Yeah,
they do fun stuff with Harvey Dent or with Two-Face. But then later when Batman talks to that the woman, she like again is just like whatever. I'm out of here, Batman. I don't care.
Yeah, Batman didn't bribe her.
No.
If Batman bribed her, maybe she would have given up the information sooner.
Yeah. So then my next note is there's a really good performance, I thought, by Harvey Dent talking to Vito, where he's like, see, I figured it out. You aren't actually a person.
You're Tony. A
yeah, so that's Tony.
Tony the Hitman. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty scary. Oh, they did a good job with that.
Cut out the Dietrich Bader.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And he says, the other guy may not want to kill you, but I definitely do. Then he kills him.
Yeah.
Matt, you might want to add some cores.
Add some cores?
Yeah.
Okay. You got it.
Or you'll be at a big disadvantage.
Ooh, I like that one. Since I go into the rough all the time. So I saw these yesterday, so it's been a long day. I don't remember that much. The next thing I have, though, is like there's a car attack.
Car attack?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when Barbara is taking Two-Face and they're driving around and
shot at. Well, yeah, Two-Face is like a one-man army where he attacks Rupert Thorne's house like by himself. Is it like a shotgun or something?
Oh, yeah. And he turns the lights off.
Yeah. I did think it was funny when Thorne tried to appeal to his like better nature, where he was like, no, you believe in justice. You're not going to kill me.
That was funny. What about when the son stuck up for him? He's like, you'll have to go through if you want my dad, you're going to have to go through me.
Two for one.
It's a great line. It's like, you're a brave kid, but I never could resist a 2-for-1 special. I'm like,
that was a great line. That's a great line.
I applauded.
That would have been truly evil if he had gunned down his kid. Too far even for this show.
No, not for a kid's cartoon. And then, there's a fight with Batman. It looks like Batman might lose, but it's all right.
Yeah. And then I wrote down Dent gives up. I think he seems like he gave up kind of easily.
Yeah, you did.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, he did.
I don't remember how to play. What's the boost?
There we go. Left click.
So that's the first episode. Or that's the 9th episode, I should say.
This episode was better than the 10th episode.
Oh, at the end, Barbara's like, I'm your goddamn lawyer.
Yeah. The 10th episode was actually not about Batman or Two-Face. It was only about Barbara Gordon.
It's like it has kind of become the Barbara Gordon show. I wrote that down.
It was funny. There was no tension where he's like, your lawyer's coming in. It's like, who did you think it was going to be? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, but yeah, I thought this one, just to overall talk about overall, I mean, it was a two-parter. Didn't have much to it, and I was disappointed. Like, it had a two-parter, but it didn't really have much going for it, and I don't know.
Like, why was it a two-parter? I feel like it's kind of like the old Batman wouldn't do this. They would just be like, yeah, one episode's good enough, and
yeah, they would have cut it down to one episode.
So,
many things that, like, you know, like all the loose threads from the past season. You know.
So, guys, how recently have you all watched Batman the Animated Series, out of curiosity?
Allison and I watched it not that long ago.
Okay, so do you remember there's a two-parter with the cat?
Yeah.
So,
You mean by the cat? You mean Catwoman?
No, there's this woman in like a red ninja outfit called the Cat, and there's like 4 episodes about her.
What? Oh, yeah, I kind of remember that.
You remember that? Yeah.
So yeah, I do kind of remember that.
Yeah, and then there's other two-parters that are like also.
So what's your point? Your point is there's filler in even the Batman animated series.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Anywho's,
I thought the episode was good in that it does showcase that this is early Batman where he hasn't really figured out what he stands for.
Why am I flying? Stop flying.
Mm-hmm. He's absolute, and Pennyworth is like trying to make sure he does smart choices, but doesn't.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that, and like his ambiguity where he almost snaps, but it's also him showcasing that, he has that humanistic side. Now, rather than just strictly he is Batman.
Well, one thing I did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude.
Two-Face is one of the great Batman villains because he's one of the Batman villains that like reflects Batman, like the duo nature of Batman's identity. And I think they did a good job with that.
And his unique sense of justice.
Yeah, which they did not really lean into.
I suppose that's true.
They literally had Barbara Gordon be like, "Hey, I'm gonna do your shtick and then hand you the quarter." I mean, it's just it's ridiculous.
Wow.
The thing they did, the one thing I liked about this episode is, again, it's not new because Batman's been around for 100 years, but I did like that they gave Batman the concussion so that way he the thugs were more of a threat. It was harder for him to fight and stuff like that. So that's, I always like it when they do that. They can't do it too often, otherwise it gets boring. So I'm glad they saved that one for the finale.
Yeah, it's like at the end of the Batman the movie, or the 1989 movie, where he like hurts his leg, so you think the Joker might actually have a chance against him. Right, Rob?
Right.
Yeah, who can forget? Yeah.
I don't remember him hurting his leg, but...
Michael Keaton?
Yeah, Michael Keaton.
It's true, because like Jack Nicholson was like...
I don't remember that.
In his like late 40s by that time, something like that.
Did he kill his parents?
What? Yeah.
Joker killed his parents in that one.
Anyway, in the second movie, second episode, so Barbara Gordon does the coin flip for his future. And,
End.
Huh?
That's at the end of the episode.
It's at the beginning of the second episode.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The second episode.
I got confused when one episode ended and the other one started. I was like, wait, did this? Wait, I had to go look at the
I was like, oh, no, like, there's more.
Oh. Okay, we're on the second episode. I got so confused.
Oh, no,
they transitioned like immediately, so.
Yeah. And it was it was obvious that it was meant to be like one long episode because like it's what the seamless transition was like.
Yeah.
But that said, like episode 9 kind of ended satisfactorily to me. I was kind of like, oh, we're done. And then,
yeah, I was happy with where it ended.
You didn't need more. Yeah. Harvey's in the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
Also, it's really
he should go to jail. He killed like 4 people.
It's very disappointing that they spent this whole time like introducing Harvey and he has all this screen time and they never did anything with the two-headed coin. So when Barbara comes, like brings it up, it's kind of like, oh, is that his coin? I've never seen it before.
Well, we haven't seen it before, but not for a while.
We haven't seen it before.
No, you haven't seen it before. He literally flipped it to shoot the guy in the knee. And they didn't even show us if it was actually the two-headed coin or not.
Right. You didn't know it's a two-headed coin.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was the same coin.
Or where he says, well, I'll flip you, otherwise he gets the chair.
Okay, fine. Yeah, he did it one time.
But you don't know it's a two-headed
coin. I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, that was a
good point. Don't know it's two-headed.
That was when Barbara was like, I'm not betting a man's life on a coin flip or whatever.
Yeah.
And he never coined with you? The rest of the episodes, right? That I can recall.
Well, yeah. I don't know, guys. It's a cartoon.
He didn't use it. He didn't use it. It
was only 22 minutes long. Like, what do you expect?
Well, less him being in dunk tanks and more him,
The dunk tank was so relatable, though.
Flipping coins.
I didn't like the dunk tank either, dude. I'm anti-dunk.
I'm okay with the dunk. Just I'd have him do the coin, too.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all. Problem with Arsenal is they always try to walk it in. So Dents at Arkham Asylum. I liked how Arkham Asylum was all like clean and looked like an actual hospital.
Like
yeah.
That was different.
Like so I liked it.
Well, it's because it's in the 40s. It hasn't had time to get worse.
And they haven't really housed too many super criminals.
Not yet. So Barbara Gordon's like, okay, so if you flip on some of these bad guys, you can avoid prison. I was like, wow, getting a multiple murderer out of prison. Barbara really has changed from that episode where she was talking about.
No, she's all about leniency.
Well, she was, but then she changed and then she changed back. Right?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I screwed up.
Oh, shesh.
There we go.
Okay, so then she gets Batman's digits.
That's right. That was great.
And it's the old style phone number.
Right? Yes. So I guess again that shows that it is it's literally the 1940s and not just the aesthetic. Very disappointing.
Yeah.
Why is it disappointing? I don't get you.
You don't need to get me, Alana.
I want to get you.
I'm a fan a mystery.
Get him. Get him real good.
Who keeps getting mystery at me?
Right. Let's move this along. So Batman goes to visit Harvey, and we see this is like the duo's Batman too. Is we see a mean side of Batman come out.
What?
Is the part where he has the gun?
During this part? No. He visited Harvey. He's like trying to remember, and he's like, "Pull yourself together," or something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Harvey. Yeah. Like,
yeah. I like, never. You never give up.
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
The music got all scary. I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. I was frightened.
I was only clutching my pearls. Yeah, no, it was a lot.
Yeah. Well, no, I liked it because I mentioned about how Batman and Bruce Wayne are like the duos, like Two-Face, right?
You guys like the mentality.
Yeah. You guys like the part where she's like, Harvey, you're a victim.
Mm.
No, because he killed like four people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were criminals.
Okay.
I'm just saying,
Catwoman got a raw deal on this show, and I'm so
glad. She hit Bruce below the belt, so to speak.
Do you think Harvey should be in Arkham Asylum, not like regular prison?
Yeah.
Well,
what am I, a judge?
Jury executioner.
I think so.
It's hard, you know. I think you really would need like a real assessment for that because dude seems crazy, but he also could be pretending.
So. To be fair, yeah. I mean,
he has a very legit split personality, but like I don't know, is that enough to?
Well, in this episode, they actually kind of downplay the split personality. When you guys say,
so? Yeah,
it's not that much. Like in the animated series, he like would talk to himself.
Yeah,
you know, he'd be like the other guy. Is angry, and this one it's more just like
outburst.
I'm gonna kill you. No, I won't. I'm gonna kill you. No, I won't.
He does well, say you do. Like he wants to kill you, but I don't.
You get that at the restaurant in the prior episode where he's just like, and everyone's like, "What the hell's wrong?" He's like, and then at one point he does mention like, "You need to stop him." The other part of him, like
a couple times.
Yeah, so it's there. It's just not as blatant where it's literally one side and then the other side no and then the other side and then the other side oh
yeah there's nuance. This episode is written by Ed Brubaker. Did anybody like let's read his stuff? That was
yeah, I love him.
Yeah.
I love him.
It's okay.
Let me switch to
fan of him.
Now
what?
No.
Yes.
What?
So Dent Flask takes Harvey. They take him, and there was a good scene where Harvey turns them against each other. It's like, oh, look, I thought you were the brains of the operation, but obviously Flask is that.
I thought they were going to come back to that later when Flask tells Bullock what to do at one point, and I thought Bullock was going to be like, don't tell me what to do, blah.
Well, he kind of does. Towards the end, he's like, yeah, I know. I get the dirt, do the dirty work, I know.
Yeah, but I thought it was going to lead to something dramatic, like him pulling a gun on Flask and be like, "I'm done taking orders from you."
this partnership is over.
Yeah,
all in the course of like 2 minutes or something. Yeah, it was like,
well,
it changes.
Well, it is a cartoon.
Yeah,
22 minutes per episode.
It was just so fast. I was like so cartoony. I mean, I'm glad they didn't go too extreme on it. It was mainly just like he distracted him just a little bit, and then he started kicking him in the back of the head because, you know, these old school 40s police cars, they don't have glass, I guess.
That's right. I just enjoyed that part. And then Barbara comes to rescue him, and for some reason she handcuffs herself to him.
Oh my god.
So make sure that he doesn't
run. Trope.
It's what ridiculous. A trope. I was so annoyed. I was like, just handcuff him normally.
What? Why?
And also, like, he's like a crazy psycho killer.
Yeah.
Psycho killer. Guess what I'm saying?
Well, at this point, she doesn't know that. She just thinks he's
set a guy on fire.
I think she's pretty. I think she has a pretty good sense of it.
I also wanted to mention we skipped it, but I like when Flask is like, "Dan, you're part of it too. You're just the next stop up the line." I like that. Very Ed Brubaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a funny part with some goons where they were like, first we had to, I don't know, What did they make us do? Is first we had to go talk to some dirty cops, and now we have to go track down Harvey Dent. What a day. They don't pay us enough.
What a day. Yeah.
Oh, those were good.
Shit. Good times.
Yeah. So I like it when they give the mooks dialogue.
Okay, so everyone meets up at the docks, and then it's like while the mooks are closing in, they have this argument about Harvey's future and whether or not he should face justice for his crimes. They like stand there and debate it. So that was pretty funny.
It's good times for everybody.
I like when Barbara called Batman. She's like, "Can I speak to Batman?"
Like calling your parents, some parents' friend's house, and like, "Hey, can I please speak to Batman?"
I thought Alfred was going to do like a Batman voice, but then he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alfred probably should disguise his voice a little better.
It's fine. But
well, I thought he did pretty well. I was like, I didn't get an old British man vibe.
Yeah. Right. The toning down of the accent was good.
Yeah.
I thought that was sufficient.
Very flat.
All right, so then we get this part where they're in the docks, and it's this long, really long sequence where it's Montoya and Gordon and Barbara and Dent and Batman, and they're all in the docks, and they all just kind of wander around.
Yep.
So there's a couple on it. I don't know if it was intentional, but I thought it was funny when there's two guys with guns, and Batman pops out, and he takes out one of them, and then runs away from the other one. Mm-hmm. So, which reminded me of playing Arkham Asylum, where you go on a guy, and then his buddy spots you, so then you just run away. And then when he runs, there's a part where he's like hop, 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 hop up some crates. I don't know if you guys remember that, but it was pretty funny.
I don't remember that.
These
sounds are really
humor this episode.
Yeah, it's a lot of humor. I would say go back and watch it, but I think we all know you're not going to.
No,
we're not going to.
Okay, so there's more fighting. Bullock gets caught red-handed pointing a gun at Barbara, I think. So that's somebody.
Right.
Right.
And we never find out what happens with that. Does he finally face justice for it?
We'll find out next season.
Dent gets shot. And he gets shot for Barbara. He's like, I'll protect you, Barbara.
He gets shot twice.
Yeah. Gets winged and then gets it in the back.
That's right.
Just like he deserves.
And I guess he died.
Yeah.
You don't think so, Jenny? You can always come back.
No one is really gone.
He got shot in the back.
He's pretty dead.
Well, the way Rupert Thorne was talking about him, it sounded like he was pretty dead.
I mean, he got shot in the back like he deserved, but...
What did you guys think about the part where Batman seems like he's going to shoot Flass and then shoots
around? Oh, yeah. We need to talk about that.
I don't like it.
It's very really
weird.
Snyder.
It was really weird.
Early Batman. He doesn't know what he wants in life.
Jay, I think they're trying to make it sound like Batman and Harvey Dent were like really good friends. So Batman wanted revenge because he shot Harvey Dent. But
like, it's your fault Harvey Dent turned to the evil.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Flass's fault.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. All the people trying to kill, he's like, Flass? Come on. Like, Bullock's worse than Flass.
I also thought, I was like, oh man, is Batman going to kill him? And if he does kill him, is it going to be a thing that he killed a black guy?
Oh no.
Come on, Batman doesn't kill people.
I was like, maybe this show really wants to be different and edgy. He's going to make Batman kill a black guy.
No, not this show.
Not this show.
They heard Matt's complaints that he wants it to be different.
Yeah, that would certainly be different.
This show does feel more political than the other ones, but I don't think they would do that. Yeah,
not in terms of race relations. This is like race utopian society.
This is the 1940s and progressive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
Yep. So that was weird. I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, Harvey died. We never get to see him in like the half suit. You know, but the only thing that's a little bit silly for this show.
No, it would have been great.
It would have been great. I love it. I would have loved it. Yeah.
Also, guys,
I forgot to lean into it.
I forgot to mention this, but Harvey, you know, once he goes to his transformation, he is like a wimp. there's like a version of Harvey that's a wimp, which I always thought was weird because even when Harvey was a normal person, he's always kind of like a dick. So
yeah, I think it's supposed to be kind of like Turnabout Intruder, where it's like the two sides of his personality, right? So he gets split in half. So there's like the wimpy side and the strong side.
The wimpy side was the good side.
Yeah, exactly. Like Turnabout Intruder. Hefty.
I don't know what you're. Is that a Voyager episode?
No, it's the original series where Kirk gets split into two parts. You knew it was Star Trek, though. Yeah, the evil Kirk and the nice Kirk.
I have seen that one. Yeah, evil Kirk's like super rapey. It's not good.
Yeah,
Anyway, so the I was like, who is this wimpy Harvey Dent? Like, sometimes Harvey Dent wimpy. He's not. There's no version that he has. I don't know.
So Batman is worried about his own humanity at the end, but he's like, I'll be fine. I'm not super worried about it.
Yeah, and he calls Alfred Alfred.
Yay!
And then we get the stinger.
Then the stinger, which... Ugh.
You guys didn't like the stinger?
Of course not!
Alana says, of course not.
Yeah.
There's kind of two stingers. Like, there's the thorn one.
What was the thorn one?
The thorn one was great.
Oh, where Batman's just, like, staring at him?
Yeah.
He's battering at him.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
How bad is the detective, is he, that he can't, like, find one crime that Thorne's done? Like, I'm like, this is like a criminal overlord involved with everything. I guess he doesn't touch that many crimes.
Bob's like, Elliot Ness, you fucking loser.
Yeah, I know. Like, Kevin Costner could pull this shit off. I don't know. Frustrated.
Kevin
also,
Costner?
The whole point of being a vigilante is you can just go and, like, beat the crap out of somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, why are you even trying to send him to jail? Just go beat him up.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny how he's just standing on the rooftop glaring at him, though. I was amused by that.
Yeah, had a cool
visual. That was pretty funny. The Joker stinger. I mean, I thought the depiction of the Joker was pretty good. He seemed pretty creepy.
I mean, you barely even saw him.
He has the John DiMaggio voice.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because it wasn't in the credits, and like it wasn't the X-ray the Amazon X-ray. So I was like, "What? Who is this?" Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't place it.
I mean, it's either John DiMaggio or the guy doing an impression of him from Under the Red Hood.
What if it's some AI or something? Just like, you know, before they cast, because they might get some celebrity. They might get Mark Hamill back or something.
I think he's retired forever. He's yeah, he's for real this time.
Okay.
Yeah. He is, especially now that Kevin Conroy is gone to the big bat cave in the sky. I think he's done.
Speaking of which, RIP James Earl Jones.
Yeah. That's right.
93.
So that was never signed my card. So that was
you did or didn't sign your card?
He never did.
Oh.
Sorry.
So that was Batman the Caped Crusader.
Cape Crusader.
It was a show that we watched.
We had its ups and downs.
How am I supposed to do this?
Wasn't all bad.
Yeah.
Just hit backspace to reset it a lot.
I feel like they never resolved that, like, when, like, Pennyworth, like, went into, like, it was, like, a flashback where she was Pennyworth, like, going to Wayne when his, like, parents had died, and it seemed like there was some sort of secret he was hiding.
Yeah, we're never gonna.
We might.
That's for next time.
I guess so.
That's for next season. Time. Plot strands.
I want to resolve now. But yeah.
Meanwhile, it's just going to be that Pennyworth like stepped on a cake or something.
It had its ups and downs. It had some things to like about it. It had some things to not like about it. I think it didn't live up to its potential, but what else is new?
That's okay. I thought it was good on the whole.
The episode with Harley Quinn was really weird.
I like that one.
It was fun. Yeah. It was like goofier.
I like that one.
I'd still say it's a good show, like good 7 or 8 out of 10 for me.
Wow, nice.
Wow.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Is that too high? I don't know.
I think 7's about right.
But I don't like giving ratings like on Spotify as I don't like giving the rating 7 because it just means it's good. You know.
That's what
you can give everything
it's supposed to be.
It's a very boring take. It's like IGN 7 out of 10. Yeah.
You could give everything that. I don't know. I refuse to give it a 7. I don't know what I'm going to give it, though.
Give it a 10.
I give it a 6.
There you go.
Ooh, dang.
Anyway, time for questions of the day.
Let's do it. Alana?
Okay. Would you... Okay. Don't answer right away. Think about it for a second. The match spiel. Yeah. Would you rather be a good friend or a great friend?
I mean, it seems like you should want to be a great friend. I'm trying to think of the downsides.
A lot of effort.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking that, like, the way people use the terms, like, people don't really say great friend. They usually say just good friend. So it's like, what even is a great friend?
You're not the best friend, but you're a little better than just a great good friend.
I mean, but even if you don't know exactly what a great friend is, it's definitely better than a good friend. Great is always better than good.
You're my great friend. How about that?
Wow.
Wow.
But are you a great friend?
yeah,
the answer is yes, Jay. You're a great friend.
Aww.
I mean,
that's great.
Yeah, Alan, I feel like you're trying to make it more complicated than it is.
I don't think so. Because, like, if you're, like, introducing someone, like, if you are introducing ZJ to someone, you go, hey, this is my great friend ZJ, you'd be like, this is my good friend ZJ.
This is my bestest buddy
ZJ. What sounds more normal?
I would just say my friend.
Okay, besides that.
I mean, Alan, where I thought you were going with that was you were saying if you're somebody's great friend, then they like expect you to do stuff for them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Or are you?
And that's too much effort.
Are you saying? Would you rather be referred to as a good friend or referred to as a great friend?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think it depends on who's doing the referring. If it's somebody that I am not that close to, and they said that, I would be weirded out.
Okay.
I'd definitely be weirded out. But if it's somebody that, it's like, okay, we could be, then that's fine.
Okay.
Jay, you're a great friend. Didn't you drive someone to the hospital in the middle of the night so they could get a boil lanced on their back?
Ew, what?
What?
Yeah.
At least days like yours.
That's like a super long time ago.
What?
Was that what? Not you that did that?
Jay, crazy life with Jay that doesn't even crack the top 10.
We have 3 minutes to go.
The friend that shall remain nameless. Never mind.
It was Zach.
No, it wasn't.
It was not Zach.
And it wasn't for a boil. It was for a
STD.
Yeah.
A war
FBI,
on
FBI, let's say.
A war private.
I'm that being said, I would still rather be a great friend, despite all the trials and tribulations.
Anybody else want to answer on this one?
With Jay, whereas like a good friend is like easier a little bit. Like I don't know. Sometimes like a great friend is great, but also can be like sometimes it's too much. I don't know if you're.
Yeah, the pressure of it all.
Yeah, messaging them all the time, and I don't know. It can be kind of freaky.
Oh, he's a great friend to Jay. Maybe I should be friends with him, and he'll be a great friend to me.
Yeah.
Oh, what? I heard you were a great friend. That's how you treat people.
What do you say, Matt?
At this point in my life, I'm fine being a good friend. Yeah.
Have other priorities.
Give other priorities.
Yeah. Question. All right, we guys ready to move on to question number two?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which movie have you seen the most times, and how many times did you see it?
Fast and Furious. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we already had this. But
Answer was Star Trek 2009. We already had this.
I don't think.
Well, I think it came from Zach or Guru. So
came from me. I don't think we've done it. Jerks. Unless you guys did it while I wasn't here. Well, how many times have you seen those movies?
Like 11 times.
You've seen Star Trek
7 times. Fast and Furious 1, 7 times in the movie theater.
Whoa, that's a lot.
I worked at a movie theater.
Oh.
At the time, yeah. So, I mean, it kind of just came with the territory at that point. At least seven times. Yeah, seven times in the movie theater. And then since then, since it came out, at least once or twice a year.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
That's whenever so it's on, I'm going to sit there and watch it. I mean,
yeah. I will say for me, Star Wars, original Star Wars, and I don't know, countless times. Probably at least 20.
Yeah, I would say, right? Dude, we're identical. Mine is also Star Wars New Hope, and I would say like probably like 30.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yep.
Past them, yeah. Mine's Jurassic Park, and I saw it four times in theaters as a kid, and then like at least 30, yeah.
All right, Matt. Question number three.
You have to listen carefully, okay?
Carefully.
Carefully. Would you rather every time you finished eating something, you have to say, "Oh yeah, that hits the spot." Or every time you finish drinking something, you have to say, "Oh yeah, that's the good stuff."
I think the first one, because I drink more than I eat.
Yeah.
100%.
Plus,
drinking...
Sorry, Jay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That's something I say after eating anyway.
You do that.
Yeah, I know, right? CJ, you know that because you're a great friend.
Aww.
Hey.
All right, so Zach, which one did you say? I kind of stopped paying attention.
I said the eating.
Yeah. You said the eating one.
Okay. Yeah. And Alana did too.
And Alana, you said the eating one.
Yeah.
Heck
yeah. Okay.
I did say the drinking one. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Why, Rob?
I think because I feel like I eat more than I drink, and then like which is a concern. Like I told my doctor about it. She's like, "Yeah, you should fix that." So I was like, "All right, I'll drink more."
Or you know those people that can go all day without like drinking anything?
I sometimes forget to drink anything. But I mean, I'll take like you know a daily vitamin or something that kind of like reminds me. I'm like, "Oh yeah, I need to have this water." So that helps.
You should get a Stanley cup.
I heard those are hip.
You want to play hockey?
Yeah. No, like, okay, so I don't have a Stanley Cup, but I got like a knockoff one from Target and it has a straw. And I like drink so much water because it's a straw. I don't know what it is. Straw is
pretty important.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a Yeti bottle. Our family won a bunch of stuff at a raffle. And I need a new water bottle, but it doesn't have a straw or like a flip up. Thing so I think I might be too lazy to like unscrew it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I had one that had a screw top, and I just bought a replacement one that had a straw.
The problem with the straw is you got to make sure to clean it.
Right,
it's really gross. Get
gross.
Mm. Yeah, just once a day, just take the pipe cleaner to it.
Okay, well, yeah,
you can't
sure
trash it. Yeah,
but yeah, no, yeah, I agree. The straw helps. Tremendous.
We all agree, Rob, you need a straw.
All right, I need straws in my life. I have very few straws.
That's fun. I'm just
looking around the house right now. I'm like, no straws.
I think the last one we heard from is Jay.
Yeah, definitely the food one. Because the drinking one, that's just like... it's not complimentary. It's awkward and...
It's not complimentary?
No, if you're doing the drink.
The drinking right? one? Oh, yeah, that's the good stuff? That's not complimentary?
No, because if I'm sitting there having a beer at a bar, oh, yeah, that's the good stuff. It's like, okay, great.
You had that reaction anyway.
He would say every time.
Yeah, every time doing that, that'd be a thing.
You're a good way to get kicked out of the bar.
But the food, would be, yeah, that hits the spot. That's at least complimentary.
Okay.
And you don't look like an alcoholic. I already get confused for an alcoholic. I don't want it to be worse.
All right.
And on that happy note, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week. twitch.tv/MCSlanty and group up with us next time.
Oh yeah, hit the spot.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they